Okay, so we are recording now. And Dale, for starters, as I understand, a resignation was accepted at Monday's meeting.
Yes, Alderman Ken Landis, because of increased job responsibilities and also taking a part-time job, decided to tender his resignation. That was accepted, and that will trigger then the replacement process. We will, next meeting, formally accept it by ordinance, but this gives the mayor an opportunity to start gathering names for potential replacement for submittal to the Board of Aldermen.
All right. And when do you expect a new person to possibly be named?
I'd like for it to be as soon as possible. It's just, you know, finding someone willing to serve and, you know, that the mayor, that's the mayor's call, so... Of course, he'd like to have someone just as soon as possible, too. So I'm looking for it to be sooner rather than later.
I understand. And just so I'm clear, that person would serve in the appointment until the next election, correct?
Until the next municipal election in April, yes.
All right. Well, will you tell me a little bit about what else was discussed?
Sure. We accepted an ordinance establishing a procedure to disclose potential conflicts of interest. This is on certain officials. This is an annual thing that we have to do. The authorization is by September, the list of names will be submitted to the Missouri Ethics, and they have until May to do it. Like I say, an annual thing that we do to be in compliance with Missouri Ethics. We also discussed and passed an ordinance authorizing the mayor to sign an agreement with Public Water Supply District Number 2. This agreement allows them access to our emergency generator out at the water treatment plant for their south pump station. And what it does for the city is it allows us to tie in to a 110 line at their station to feed our bulk water dispensing unit. There's a little solenoid that whenever the quarter or the coins drop in, that solenoid activates. So it's very little electrical that's pulled, and by doing this, we're saving having to run quite a elaborate distance there to get electricity to this solenoid. So it's actually an agreement on electrical for both entities, and in discussion it became very evident that it was actually a benefit to the city, because if there's an elongated time of power outage, they will be able to pump water going out of their south plant, which services that new water line that they laid here a couple years ago. And so then, in essence, we're selling the water that they're pumping. So it's a mutual thing that we can do, joining our assets, but it's also a little bit in the benefit of the city. We also discussed there's a issue that's out there. We were contacted through letter that effective August 28th, our court charges, we are to collect and then submit $3 per municipal case. And that $3 goes to the Sheriff's Retirement Fund. We did an ordinance which reflected that change. This ordinance actually shows it in two places. The first place is in Chapter 150, which is our fee table. And currently our court cost is $24.50. It reflects the change effective August the 28th, 2013, to collect that $3 additional. So our court cost would become $27.50 effective August 28th. The second part of that is in a section, it's Section 125, that pertains to how the court clerk is to submit those, you know, break out and submit to the various entities. It just made provisions for us to break that $3 out and send it on to where it needs to go. We also had a discussion primarily based off of the park board's recommendation. The park board actually met in July 8th and had a couple of recommendations that the board considered, and one of them is that the future benches, if there's organizations that want to donate benches, and that the type of bench that they would like to see in Central Park would be the style of bench that is out at the Veterans Memorial Walkway. A very solid steel bench, and with everything going the way it is, you know, as far as trying to put some of the features like Sister Liberty closer to the road, if there's a desire of some organization, some individual to donate benches, we're trying to get things set up to where everybody knows, you know, what kind of bench and things like that. They also addressed the Trail of Memories. They had five different species of trees, and I do not have them all written down in front of me, so I cannot tell you which ones they are. But there's going to be the need in the future, or the desire in the future, to have additional trees in the Trail of Memory. With that being said, they wanted to establish what type of trees. Wanted to get away from predominantly, you know, everybody would like to give an oak, but the problem there is if you've got all these oaks and some kind of disease, or, you know, like an oak ant or something like that hits it, then you stand the chance of basically emptying your stock out. And so they wanted to see a good mix of trees, various species. They adopted five of them that they would like to promote, that if anyone cares to donate a tree, we can give them their pick of these species. They also picked out, you know, what kind of furniture. That was not actually adopted by the board yet. Their intent is that they want to have it where if an organization or an individual wants to donate something, we've got a plan now to where it doesn't become a hodgepodge. It's rather a planned growth in that area. So that brought on some of the discussion. And outside of that, it was a pretty quick meeting. We called it in the morning because that was the only time we could get a quorum, and we were kind of up against timelines, you know, with people having to get back to work and people having to get out of town. So we tried to keep it very simple.
All right, and may I ask, with the trees for the Trail of Memories, are those by chance native species?
I know that there's a maple that was listed. I don't remember what all of them are, but the species of trees was accepted by the Board of Aldermen, and I'm trying to find it here as we speak, Sarah.
Oh, it's okay. I'm sorry. I just thought I'd ask. But, yeah, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, I believe that's everything, unless I happen to find that. Okay. We hand out a lot of papers at those meetings, and mm-hmm. sometimes it gets messed up in here. So mm-hmm. I guess I must have given the park board minutes away already. So.
Okay.